stage, and I just couldn't quite sustain my level today.
Mm-hmm. You look at this, I assume, as a positive experience, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Making the third round and getting to, you know, get some experience on Arthur Ashe was definitely, you know, really, really good for my career as I'm moving forward. It was awesome playing in that venue today. Obviously would have liked a better result, but again, it's so much for me to build on this week after those first two rounds.
What's it like in different situations in your career? Going for the NCAA championships, facing a slam champion like Schiavone, but to go out on Ashe, is that just a whole other dimension, or is it somewhat similar?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit overwhelming for sure. There are completely different conditions there, I would say, than there are on pretty much any other courts. I was having a little bit of trouble with the wind today. I know that's a popular complaint in those big stadium courts. But yeah, I was definitely having trouble adjusting to the wind and conditions like that. It wasn't so much the magnitude of the moment. It was just, you know, the subtle adjustments you need to make to play court tennis.
So is there ever kind of like an oh wow moment when you know you're out there in the stadium with 24,000 seat capacity?
Yeah, you definitely think about how you want to carry yourself. I was getting very frustrated today, and I was having to do my best to keep that under wraps because, you know, I knew I was playing at a big stage and knew there were, you know, cameras and stuff.
That, yeah.
But if anything, that, you know, that helps to keep you a little more in check.
So do you feel like you're in the same world with Serena and everybody else, or is
no.
that still a different? Is that still no. a different world?
No, I would not even come close to comparing myself to those players. They're legends of the game. I'm just starting out, and you know, I was lucky to have that experience and to share a court with so many, you know, great legends in the game.
When you say it helps, did you mean it helps in having to keep yourself in check so you keep focused, or you mean
yeah.
learning as a learning experience?
Both. I mean, for sure, both. You know, it can be tough to keep your emotions in check when you're laying yourself down out there like I did today. You know, the errors started creeping in. I couldn't finish out points the way I wanted to, and normally that leads to a lot of frustration for me. And I was definitely feeling that frustration, but learning how to, you know, control that and try to channel it into positive energy is what I've been working on. So definitely had to try to do that today. Obviously, not to the effect that I had hoped.
You're a Stanford product. Still have had a great summer on the circuit, and good wins and good run here. How, in a word or phrase, how would you summarize your summer?
In what?
In a single word or phrase.
I guess exciting. You know, looking forward to this next few months to end out the year. Definitely want to build on this experience. But a lot of new experiences. You know, I've been told that I'm going to at least be close to cracking top 100. I'm not sure if I will on this next ranking, but that's new. Winning a match at Grand Slam is new. Making third round is definitely new. Playing on Ashe is new. And just, you know, so much to build on, so many experiences to really, you know, appreciate and use going forward.
Do you have any advice for those who are going to struggle with the decision about whether to turn professional or go to college, the Cece Bellises of the world?
Yeah, you know, I get asked this in, like, virtually every interview, and my answer is always the same. It's so individual, and, you know, I cannot compare myself, my story, to Cece Bellis. I never beat number 12 in the world when I was 15 years old, so I don't know, you know, the pressure that she's under to turn pro or, you know, any of those sort of constraints. So from what I've seen, she's a very composed girl and seems to have a good community around her, so I'm sure they'll be able to, you know, make the right decision for her. But again, it's individual. I would always urge someone to keep their options open and look at college as a very viable option for developing.
I was at lunch with a top junior the other day who's going to be going to all the Ivy League schools to take a look. If you were asked what's the best thing about going to Stanford as a young tennis player, what would you say?
I mean, for me, it was the best of both worlds. You have incredible academics paired with one of the best athletic programs in the country. So it really suited what I wanted. You know, I wanted a really top-tier college in terms of academics, but I also wanted to develop my tennis.
And what was harder, the tennis or finals and economics?
I mean, balancing all of it was the hard part. I think one or the other would have been challenging, and both together was very, very challenging. So,
what did you major in?
Economics.
Economics, and do you see that as a what do you see as a potential profession down the road?
You know, I'm not really thinking about that right now. I'm playing tennis right now. We'll see later. Okay. I'd definitely like to go back and finish my degree, but that's okay. The first thing.
And you think that this third round in the Grand Slam does change your career, your knowledge about yourself?
I mean, it gives me a different sense of belief in myself. I've proven that I can play at this level, that I can perform, you know, at a big stage under pressure. So that's important to know about myself moving forward, but I don't think it changed my outlook on how I need to, you know, work or anything. It just kind of validates what I'm doing on the court and encourages me to keep doing what I'm doing and trying to get better.
The situation at Stanford sort of mirrors the situation on the circuit in the sense that the women have had significantly better results than the men over the past stretch. Why do you think that's so? And secondly, do you think Paul Goldstein will be able to turn it around there?
Yeah, I'm really excited for Paul Goldstein to start there. I think he's going to do a great job with the position. He's got a lot of energy and obviously a ton of tennis knowledge, and I think he's going to be a great draw for the school, so I'm really hoping that they're able to turn things around. And as to American tennis and the difference from women's to men's, I really couldn't tell you. You know, I only have experience on the women's side. And the women's side is doing great in terms of, you know, USTA player development and, you know, individual coaches really pushing their players to get to that next level.
Anything on Ash Stadium really surprised you that you can think of?
It was kind of weird. Anytime I looked up, like, I was kind of on the screen, or Panetta was on the screen, so I was like, I don't know, it was kind of off-putting a little bit, but got used to it by the end, just stopped looking up there.
Thank you very much.
So, well, I did one more, sort of a crass question, but you'll earn a lot of money here. Is that important? I mean, it's not cheap to be to try and have a career as a pro player. Talk about that function.
Yeah, I mean, it's important in as much as it's great to have security, to know that you're going to be able to keep playing, you know, in the event that for some reason, you know, USTA didn't want to work with me or something, I'd be able to hire a private coach, stuff like that. But that's definitely not going to be like pocket money that I'm going to go spend on a car or something. It's definitely going into the tennis savings fund. So.
Well, Gulbis gambled away much of his French Open winnings. I presume you're going to do the same thing.
I have no comment.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, no worries.